We are on Daf, Pei Gimel, Amid Beis. Before we go further, let us just learn the Taisus and the Sugya we had learned last week. The Gemara is trying to find a Makar, that even though it says Ayin Tachas Ayin, it doesn't mean Mamish, means the May Ayin. Let us just see the Gemara in the middle of the Sugya, so we'll be able to understand the Taisus we're going to learn. It's the Gemara is around 13 lines from where the Gemara starts. And if we look on the left side, it says, Sham, under Vayikra Chav Dalet, Elamahacha. So the Gemara says, the Mekor, that we learn out that by the Chiyuv, by Nezokin is Tashlume Momin, the Mekor is Mahacha. It says in Pasuk, Maki Nefesh Behema Yishamena Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So there it says, Klo, when one is Makia Nefesh Behema, so there's a Din Tashlumim Yishamena. Besamachlai, the next Pasuk is, Beish Ki Yitain Mumba Misoi, Kasher Oso Kein Ye Oso Loi. So even though the Pashtus Akro, one could say Kasher Oso Ken Ye Oso Loi, that means we have to give him a mum also. But we learn out Veishki Yite Mumba Misai from Make Behema Yishameno. And just like Make Behema is with Tashlumim, so here it's also with Tashlumim. So the Gemara asks, Hai Lav Makahu. We had said you learn out make make, and we'll see in Taisus that means it's a gzeirah shaveh, make make. Here it doesn't say the word make, so where do you have a gzeirah shaveh? So the Gemara says hako hako komrino. That means veish ki yitain mum ba misoi, a mum comes through a hako. So the mum came through a hako, and here it says make nefesh behime. So we make a gzeirah shaveh hako hako. The first hako of a behemah is speaking about that there's a chiyuv tashlumim. So the second hako, yishki temum b'misah, also there's a chiyuv tashlumim. Ma hako hamura b'behemah l'tashlumim, af hako hamura ba'odom l'tashlumim. So the Gemara asks, V'hoksiv v'ish ki yake kol nefesh odom mois yumas. Now this is a previous pasuk, and the Gemara seems to have darshan that kol nefesh odom is going on the kol duhu nefesh, which seems to be kailu an eva. That a kol duhu nefesh is also mois yumos, so you kill his eva. So the Gemara seems to be asking, so you told me a gzeirah shaveh, but I have enough in the pasuk that mois yumos, that you kill his eva. Kiyake kol nefesh, a kol du nefesh, it says mois yumos, you kill the eva of the market. So it seems you do not make the gzeirah shaveh. Did not make the gzeirah shaveh. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, b'momay. Mois yumos means b'momay. Now how do we understand? How can mois yumos mean b'momay? My chavrusa wanted to say, perhaps, oni choshev kemeis. So, taking away momen from the mazik is also a misa. Is mois yumos b'momen. So this pasuk can also be translated that it means is a tashlumei momen. So the Gemara says, mimai de b'momen eimo b'misa mamish. Maybe itake means misa seiva. How do you know to say such a pshat in the pasuk? let us say, Pshat Kipshutai, and this Pasuk is telling us that there's a Chiyuv of Misa Sa'iva. Zuma says, Loisal Kedaitach. Chode do iskish lemake behema yishalmena. So the Gemara says, this Pasuk, v'ishki yitain, v'ishki yake kol nefesh odom moish yumos, is right before the Pasuk, make nefesh behema yishalmena. So memela, I should be makish this yumos to make nefesh behema yishalmena, and therefore, that should be machriya, that is a chiyuv tashlumin. Va'oitziv basrei kasheyitein mum ba'odom kein yinosem bay. There's another pasuk in this parsha that says kasheyitein mum ba'odom kein yinosem bay, and yinosem bay is einesina ala b'momay. Ushma mino momay. So from here we see that maishumas means also b'momay. Now let us see the top two tasvus. Make behema yishomena v'samach loy v'ish ki yitein. Nira l'ri, d'loy garsinen v'samach loy, v'mikoyach smuchim loy dorish. The Gemara now, that the Gemara wants to learn out, v'ish ki yitein mum ba'odom, is, you want to learn this out from Makin Nefesh Behema, Yish Kite Mumba Misa, you want to learn out from Makin Nefesh Behema Yishalmena. The Gemara means to learn with a Xerish of it. So the Visamach Lei is not Pshat, I'm learning out through Smiches. I'm learning to a Xerish of it. So therefore the Risa is the Loi Gersin in Visamach Lei. The Mikoyach Smuchin Loi Dorish. The Gemara now is not Darshening Al Smiches, on Mikoyach Zeresh Shoveh. Kedo Omar Lekamon, we just learned the Gemara, Anan Hako Hako Komrinam. So it seems the Gemara is learning out Hako Hako, the Gemara is making a Zeresh Shoveh. Ish Ki Yite Mum Ba Misa, just like a Mum comes through Hako. So it's Kilo, it says Hako here, and I learned that Zeresh Shoveh of Hako Hako. V'manami l'kamon, later at the end of the sugya, the Gemara says, M'chiyachar d'chsiv, l'sikhu koifa l'nefesh reitzeyach, which is another limud that you pay domim by choyvul roshe yavorim, hay make make lomoli. So what Gemara says, why do you need the gzeire shove make make? Mashme the gzeire shove hi, v'loy smuchim. So therefore, Taisis is meichik de besamach lei. Va'oid ki parich besamach. And let's perhaps go to the Gemara just to refresh our memories. Let's go to the first wide line, in the middle of the line. Umay im nafshach loima. The Gemara said, if you have difficulties with this limud, I'll bring you a second limud, l'sikach koifa l'nefesh reitzeyach asher rosh halomos. So the Gemara asks, what difficulties will I have with this limud? Suko kasha l'tane. My choses t'yalfes mimaka behemem. I have a gzeirah shove make. Leilef mimaka odom. Let's learn out from make odom. And just like Maka Odom Yumos means if I kill someone, I'm Chayiv Misa. So Yumos is Yumos Mamish. Is let's learn out that Ish Ki Yitei Mumba Misa is also Kenya Yosaloi Mamish. Let's learn out this Gzeira Shove Maka Maka. Just like Misa is Mamish, so Hu Adin the Yosaloi is Mamish. Small says, Omrim donim nizokim in nizokim, ve donim nizokim in misa. That, if I have a shaila to make the gzeira shove make make from, I want to learn out from niske behema, I want to learn niske odom from niske behema, or I want to learn out niske odom from misa sodom, is donim nizokim in nizokim, ve donim nizokim in misa. So the Gemara says, Adarabe, donin odom me odom, vein donin odom me behemi. There's a similarity, there's a greater similarity in the second Gzeirish of it. This is odom me odom, here you killed an odom, here you a mazik an odom, vein donin odom me behemi. Vein adiktonim nashech loyva. So let us now go back to Taisis. Vaid ki porich besomich, my choses the yalfis mimake behemo, Neilev mi maka odo. The Gemara asks, let's learn out from maka odo. Umaykusha, if we would be goyres b'somach leiv, so the limud is al tzmuchim. So how could you learn out from maka odo? That posik is not somach to ishki yite mumbamis. Umaykusha blei mekech smuchim ubo. Umaka odo mein somach li ishki yite mum. So al kochach, we see that the limud Ako is a gzeirish of it. So therefore, even though it says in our Gemara v'somach lei, so Taisa says we have to be moichik this. Because the Gemara is not going mikoyach smuchim, the Gemara is going mikoyach gzeirish of it. V'imtayma, v'ktoisvis, v'kivin the mikzeirish of a koyalot. If the whole limud is from a gzeirish of a lomo utzach lasuye kro, the not make nefesh behemah yishalmeno, v'shavikro the make behemah the maisi lael. There's one posik of make behemah, which is speaking about tashlumei nezokin, and the month say make behemah make odom yumas. So the Gemara says you can't learn out the make odom yumas from make behemah because it's mamish misa. But if we're learning from exeris shavet, so let's learn out from the previous make behemah, which is speaking about nizokin, and we'll learn out from ishki yite mum ba misa, which is also speaking about nizokin, and let's learn out from the first Makeh Behemah that we had brought. Why do we have to go to a new Makeh Behemah? Makeh Nefesh Behemah. Bimtayme v'kivin dik mizei reshova kayal if lo mutzach lasu yekro the Makeh Nefesh Behemah yishalmeno v'shov yekro the Makeh Behemah the Maisi lel. V'yishloimel so the Makeh Behemah itzach l'tone de becheskia. You can't learn out a gzei reshova. I need this Makeh Behemah for the drosh of Tonid Vecheske, so Memele, this Makabeim is not Mufne. So therefore, the Gemara couldn't learn out from this Makabeim. Uman the Leslei, the one that doesn't hold of Tonid Vecheske, Dorish Bereisha Nechnokim, a Makabeim Lerefua Potter, af Makaodom Lerefua Potter. The Makaodom Yumas is really speaking about that a son made a Chabur and his father, and we learn out that just like if a person would be Makabeim, he made a chavol in the behemah letzeirich refue. He's not chayiv to pay. So adin, if a person is chayiv ba'ovim letzeirich refue, he's also potter from misa. So al kaponim, this make behemah is not mufne. So therefore, the Gemara had to find a different make behemah. So the Gemara brought a make nefesh behemah yishamen. Inami. Then Taisus says another teretz. Kivin dahodalei mi make odom. Since the Gemara is chayzer from the first Makeh Yodam, the Havi Biktola, that Makeh Yodam Yumas means you kill the person. Hodabei Legamri, so now he leaves that Limud in Gansen. V'nokat haikro the Makeh Nefesh Beheime, the Somach Lish Ki Yitein Mum. That means he left that Droshe, and Lemaise, now he wants to learn a new Droshe from Ish ki yite mum ba misoi, so memele he chaps on the make nefesh beime, which is somach loy. I have a new make odom, so I'm boicher the make nefesh beime, which is somach to this make odom. It's a new limud in ganzen. The noket haikro the make nefesh beime, the somach lish ki yite mum, of isa motzil migras for somach loy. The mishum de somach loy noket haikro veloy mishum smuchim. Now that's a limud of smuchim. Now, pshat is, since it's somach leis, I'll make the gzeir shove from this maka nefesh behem. Af ha-ko amura ba-odom le-tashlumim. Yesh svorim. Now, we said, oh, we have this girse. The garsi ba-sahochi ba-ksibishki yaka ko nefesh odom ha-yishumas. פרש שימיסו איבורי תחס איבורי של חברי, ומשני יומוס במומי, ובמאי דממומי נעימה מיסה ממש לא יסל כדאי תוך, חודש תעסקיס למק הנפש בהימה, בואי תחסיב עושם כשאיתן מום באודם כן ינוסם, בואי שמע מינו מומי, ואין נראה לרי אויסו גירסו כלל. This girsa that we had said the Gemara wanted to learn out from this posik, the ish ki yake kol nefesh odom moish yumos. Kol nefesh odom, we had said the Gemara understood, means an eva, a kol dohu nefesh, and moish yumos means you should be maimis the eva. So Taisa says the Gemara doesn't start. Chodo de ish ki yake kol nefesh odom ukminim ba nesrof and biktola. It's speaking about that 10 people were makir one person and he killed him. Gabi plukte de Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseire ve Rabbonon, gabi hiku yud b'nei odem ve yud makoleis. So this pasuk is not talking about nizokin. It's not the way the makshin, the way it says in our Gemara, it seems the makshin understood that it's speaking about a misa saever, and you must, you have to be maimis the maver of the mazik. It's not true. This pasuk is speaking about if someone was killed. Kol nefesh means kol dohu nefesh. When it's coming to tell us if 10 people were makiv of asachas, one person and he died, if the chayiv misals, kol dohu nefesh. Va'oit. And what is the teretz of the Gemara? So the Gemara says, mayumas, yumas b'momi. So, the l'momi le'itzach. I don't need a posik for momen. I have another posik for momen. I have the zereshava makiv makiv. Void my porich mikor v'ksiv ishki yaka kol nefesh odom, which is mashme that yumos means, he should be made mistaiva, mi olam mikor d'ayin tachasayin, is this worse than ayin tachasayin, the mekmina leba momin, b'gzei reshove da'ako ako. We have ayin tachasayin, which also is mashme, I am Amish, but we are mafkiya the mashmois from the Zeir Shavit. So what's this? I have a new posik. It says you must. What's the makshin? So you have another. I have the similar mashmois from Ayin Tachasayin. I wasn't spoiled because of the Zeir Shavit. Va'oid mikivin d'chsiv kashiyitem mum ba'odom kein yinosem boy lama lihach Zeir Shavit da'ako ako. The Gemara brings down the pasuk, you know somebody means mommy. Okay, near the legal scene of the club. If there is also in Afka, that's going to the Malay, the parish, the pirash, the besoy, perig base. Now, the Gemara says that let us learn out Makei Odom from Lakos Odom from Makei Odom, which is speaking about that mamish you kill him. So just like there you kill mamish, the person, so here you make a mumin the person. You shall learn that odom me odom. My choses the alphis mimake beheime nelef mimake odom. And because of this kasha, the Gemara brings a second limud. So Taisu says, afal gab de lohola yitzterech. To learn out from make, to learn out from Maka Odom that it means mamish, I don't need Xer Shava for that. The Mimela have Amrinin Ayin Tachas Ayin Mamish. I have Ayin Tachas Ayin. So why do you need a new limud to tell me mamish? I have a limud. Now I have a Xer Shava to tell me means moment. So Mo says, no, don't use this Xer Shava for moment. Don't learn out Maka Odom. Odom from Makabeim, we'll learn how Makodom from Makodom. So what do you need Xer Shavu for? So Mikol Mokim and Fetosvis, Itzrich the Lay Nelef, Mi Makabeim. I needed the Lay Nelef, Mi Makabeim. So Rabbi Kevegan, the Teres Chaim, asked Akashi on this Tosvis is Shreklich Shver. Tosvis says, really it says Ayin Tachasayin, which means Mamish. No, so why do you need a Xer Shove of Makke Maka Adam, Maka Ako Ako, I should learn out from Maka Adam, I can learn out from my Tachasayin. So Taisha says, I need this Gzeire Shove not to learn out from Maka Behemoth. That's Chan de Gemara. So don't say the Gzeire Shove Lagamri. So I won't learn out from Maka Behemoth. I won't learn out from Maka Adam, and I have the Limud of Ayin Tachasayin Ma. So what is Pshat and Tais Vesitzlos Deinelev Mimakebein? So the Rishash says that Tais Ves means I would learn out from Make Nefesh Behem and not Mikoyrech Zereshove or Mikoyrech Smuche. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Now these are Morli Mudim to prove that Ayin Tachasayin is not Mamish. Means the May Ayin Tachasayin. Tanya Rabbi Deistoi ben Yehuda Omer. We're four lines from the bottom. Tanya Rabbi Deistoi ben Yehuda Omer Ayin Tachasayin Momen. It means the May Ayin Tachasayin. So the Gemara says Ata Omer Momen. Vayena Ella Ayin Mamish. Maybe it means Ayin Mamish. So the Gemara says Amrit. I'll ask you. Arei Shahoisa Einai Shalzeg Doilo. The Einai Shalzek Tana. What if the Masik had a large eye and the Nizik had a small eye? Now, if Ayin Tachas Ayin means Mamish, Haychani Koyre Bei Ayin Tachas Ayin. So how will you be Mekayim Ayin Tachas Ayin? It's not Ayin Tachas Ayin. It's a big eye for a small eye. That's what Tachas Ayin means. They're equal. So one eye for another eye. But if he has a big eye and the Masik has a big eye, And the Nizek had a small eye, so it's not Ayin Tachasayin. So it can't be Mamish. So Kocha means the May Ayin Tachasayin. So the Gemara says, B'chitema, maybe it's not a Kash. Maybe Ayin Tachasayin Mamish. You ask the Kash, but what will be if the eye of the Mazik is larger than the eye of the Nizek? B'chitema, kol ki yai, shoko minei mamayne. That means the Torah says as follows. If you could be Mekayim, Ayin, Tachas, Ayin, they both have the same size eye. So then, Yitaka take out his eye. If they do not have the same size eye, the Mazik's eye is bigger than the Nizik's eye, then he'll pay. Then he'll be Dmei Ayin, Tachas, Ayin. Kol ki hai, shokam inem amoyne. So the Gemara says, that can be. Hatoira Umra. Mishpat echad yielochem, mishpat ashava lechulchem. So the Gemara says, you can't say that that's pshat and posik, that sometimes you take out the eye, sometimes you pay moment. The Torah we have in mishpatim, the mishpatim are not sometimes one mishpat, sometimes another mishpat. Mishpat ashava lechulchem. So by chavola there has to be one common similar mishpat. Not by one person you'll take out an eye and one person will pay mammon. So memele, it has to be one mishpat. And it can't be the mishpat of taking out an eye, because if it's the mishpat of taking out an eye, so memele is what if he has a larger eye than the nizik. So al kochach, and you need one standard mishpat, so it has to be mammon. Frek de gemore, my kushe. I don't understand your whole kasha, your whole raya that it means mammon. Dume nahire shokel minei, nahire omar rachmane nishkel minei. Maybe pshat is, you take away his eye, but the pasuk doesn't mean the eye to take away. Pasuk isn't concerned of the aver of the eye. The pasuk is concerned of what the nizik lost. He lost eyesight. So, ayin, tachas ayin means eyesight. You take away his eyesight. That means he blinded one eye, so you blind his eye. So, memela could be it's take mamish, ayin, tachas ayin, mamish. Your kasha, a large eye, a small eye, the pasuk doesn't mean the eye. The eye is a terminology for nahira, for eyesight. You take away his eyesight from the eyesight that he took away from the nizik. So it could be that's pshat in the pasuk. So it could be it's takem mamish. The Eli Taima Hochi, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove to you that we say such a translation. Cotton shahorages a godel, the godel shahorages a cotton. What happens if a midget killed a 6-footer, or a 6-footer killed a midget? Heichi katlinale, how do you kill him? They're not the same. He's a midget, he's a 6-footer. Ah, you'll say, if it's such a case, you'll pay mamin. So there you have to say Ella Nishama Shokumine Nishama Marachmana Nishkumine. So there you have to say that that's Pshat. So that's Pshat Ayin Tachasayin means he took away eyesight, Nahira Mahmana Nishkumine. So in other words, the Gemara is slugging up the Raya from Rabbi Distoy ben Yehuda. Could be it's Mamish, but Mamish means not an eye tachas an eye, no, means eyesight tachas eyesight, and this you could always say. With Davoini, I can't begin to understand the Raya of the Gemara. The Gemara says, I'll prove to you that Bemison, Rav Destoy learned eye means an eye. That's how. And it means an eye, tachas, an eye. So yes, an eye, tachas, an eye. What if he has a big eye and he has a small eye? It's not an eye, tachas, an eye. So the Gemara says, no, maybe taich eye doesn't mean, don't to taich eye means literally, eye means eyesight. Fine, this is a taich. Fine. You say the taich, you want to say it, you're entitled to your opinion. But the Gemara proves, I'll prove to you that this is the taich. I'll prove it to you, because what do you do by Ritzicha if a midget kills a giant? Now, what is the pasuk by Ritzicha? So by Ritzicha, first of all, there's a lot of psukim that say you must. It says something, you have to kill the Ritzicha, you have to kill the Ritzicha, you must. So there's a chilek if the Ritzicha is a midget, if the Ritzicha is a 6-footer, you must mean you kill him. Maki Adam, you must. You kill a person, you must. He's chayav misa. He's a 6-footer, he's a midget. What's the problem? There's one pasuk that does say, by misa, nefesh tachas nefesh. So then it says nefesh tachas nefesh. So nefesh does not mean 6-footer and a midget. Nefesh means the nefesh. So don't understand the eye of the Gemara. So by misa zichya, I don't look if he's a 6-footer or a midget. Because there it says nefesh, tachas nefesh. You don't have a 6-foot nefesh. The nefesh is talking about the nefesh echayuni. He took away his nefesh, he took away his nefesh. So it's like ma'al le'mayri. If he's a 6-foot over, but here it says ayin tachas ayin. You want to say a taicha means nahira? You're entitled to your opinion. You can say what you want to say. But to prove it from Ritzich, I don't understand the proof. Zot Rashi, kotn shahorag odom nanes amidjit shahorag es shahorag odom godil v'orich. That's I have on the side. He killed a giant, a tall person. Tanya Idach. Now the Gemara wants to bring another raya that to prove that it means moment. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy Omer, Ayin tachas ayin moment. It means the may ayin tachas ayin. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy says ata ima momain ayena ella ayin mamish. Maybe it means an eye. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy said arei shahoya suma. What if the mazik was blind? The sima, and he made someone else blind. But it was kiteya, his hand was cut off. Vikita, now he cut off someone else's hand. Chiger, vechiger, or his foot is broken, the mazik's foot is broken, he broke Yenim's foot. Hayechani mekayim v'zayin tachasayim. So how you be mekayim then? If a sume will make someone else blind, what are you going to do then? You'll make him blind? He's blind already. Ah, you'll tell me in such a case, he pays money. Nah, that can't be. But Torah omra, mishpatech adyir lechem mishpatashav lekulchem. So Memelis Rav Shimon ben Yechoi said, it says ayin tachas ayin, it can't be mamish. Because ayin tachas ayin is speaking about all cases, including that the mazik was a sume. If the mazik was a sume, so you can't be mekayim ayin tachas ayin. And the pasuk is speaking about all cases. Al kochach ein tachas ein means mum. Fragt die Gemara Omri, nach der Gemara Esser, Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, Umay Kushe, what's the kashe? Dilma heiche de efsher efsher, heiche de loy efsher patrine loy. No. The Torah says there's a chiyav ayin tachas ayin. If you can do it, you can do it. If it can't be done, so it can't be done. The pshat is, the mishpat is to do this. If you're not able to do it, so you can't do it. So here is your potter. It seems that's not a problem in mishpat echot. You do when you're capable. If you can't do, you can't do. But could be, ayin tachas ayin is mamish. Let's see what Rashi says. You're consistent. If you can take away your eva, oily to leva mamish, I live to legamri. If I do, I do what the mishpat is. If not, I don't do it. So the Gemara says, if you won't say that, that means, well, I'll show you in other cases, there's a chiyuv, and if you do it, you do it, and if it's impossible to do, you don't do it. And that's the anhoge. So it could be, by Nezokin, it's also the same anhoge. If you can make him blind, you do it. If you can't, you don't do it. Dilei teima hochi, let me ask you a kasha. What is the din if at Adam Treife killed a sholem? My of dinalei, what do you do to the Treife? We'll see soon what the problem is. But you don't kill him. So we see there is such an hugget. It says, nefesh tachas nefesh, by ritziche. If I can kill him, I kill him. If he's a treif and I can't kill him, I won't kill him. And still nefesh tachas nefesh means nefesh mamish. But if I can't kill him, I can't kill him. So here the same thing, ayin tachas ayin could be means mamish. If he's not blind, I'll make him blind. But if he is blind, I won't do anything. So the Gemara proves from this that Rav Shimon ben Yochai is not a baraya. It could be mamish, but you have to kasha, what if he's a sumit? If he's a sumit, then you're not mekayim. Ayin tachas ayin. Look, Rashi, mayav din alay, if a treifa horages odo. So what's the problem? A gavre ktilohu, a treifa is a din of a dead person already. So he says, what'll be if two Edim come and say that Reuven, the Treife, killed Shimon? Will you kill Reuven? He says, I won't kill Reuven. You know why? Because it's Edish Atiyoche Lazima. What'll be if you'll be Mazim, the Edim? We won't give them an Einish Misa. Because they wanted to kill a gavre ktila. So the maise, it's I atayoch al azimam. She atayoch al azimam. Doi mishtakri eidim zaymimim. Pturim. You won't give them oin shei azome. The gavre ktila boi lemittal. They wanted to kill a person who halachically is dead already. Ilkachi yinami pota. So a treife that kills api eidim is also pota. Because the side is, she'iyatayochel azimam. Vochemrinen be'elohein anishofen. The Gemara says in Elohein anishofen that if two Edim came and said Edis that a treife killed will not kill the treife because it's Edis yatayochel azimam. Now, let us see the Gilyan Ashas. Samir de Kekashe, Rabbi Keveger asks, the Kivega says, koshali, He says, Rashi, the Gemara said that if a treife killed a sholem, we do not kill the treife. And Rashi says why? Because it's Eidish Yatayochel Azim. Koshali, given the Havi Eidish Shiata Yochel Azima, Loi Mikri Eidish. So, that's Posel Eidish. I don't have Eidish to say that this treife killed. So, I won't kill this treife. You know why I won't kill the treife? Because who says, he said he killed the sholem. The Eidim said he killed the sholem, but you can't believe the Eidim. It's Eidim Shef Yochel Azimo, because you can't be Mazdim the Eidim. So the Gemara says, I'll show you that if you can't be Mekayim Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, it's also good. When you're Mekayim Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, it's good, and if you can't be Mekayim, it's also good, because by treife it's like that. Treife b'keveika, anshuldig. By a treife, that what you not Mekayim nefesh, tachas nefesh, because who says b'chal he killed? I don't have any Eidim that he killed. Not that you want to show me that the Torah gave a loche with an oinish, and if you can Mekayim doinish, you Mekayim. If you can't Mekayim, you not Mekayim doinish. Tell me there's such a Seder. And if you want to tell me, if a person made someone blind, you make him blind. If the mazik is blind, so I don't do anything with him. He's saying the mishpatei ha-toyre are, if you can do it, you do it. If you can't, you can't. Araya from treife. So Rabbi Kivayge asked by treife, the reason you don't kill him is because, not because I can't do it, because who says b'chlali killed? I don't evade him. Okay, my pachine, no shabim miskayim mishpatechot. That means could be all the time. You can always kill. There I don't kill. Ella the patrina lay the leka edis the horak vitzorachi. Kivega blabis by a tzorachin and gilyan ashas. Rabbi Kivega and Chidushi Rabbi Kivega says, lulei divrei Rashi, you would say a different shat na gemara. And Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Yurim chelik beis, also says he doesn't understand Rashi, and he says what Rabbi Kivayge said, but maybe elaborates a little more. The Gemara says two halachas, and really the raya is not from the halacha that Rashi brought, the raya is from a different halacha. The Gemara says as follows. If two Eidim saw that a treife Reuven, the treife, killed Shimon. They come to Bezin, they tell Bezin, we saw that Reuven, the treife, killed Shimon. We will not kill Reuven, because it's Eidish et Yochel Azimam. So, Mamela, we won't accept the Eidish. That's one Gemara. Then there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara, there's a case that you don't need Eidim. What's the case? That a treife, horag, as a sholim, bifnei Bezin. Bezin sitting over here, and all of a sudden, mamish bifneim, a treife goes, takes a knife, and goes and stabs a sholem, kills him. Now, here Bezin saw, he only laid them over here. I saw claw that he kills him. So, the Gemara, you kill the treife. Bezin saw, they'll kill him. Why do you kill the treife? Ubiyarto horo mikirbech. You have to get rid of this. This treife is a danger to society. You have to get rid of it. That's what the Gemara says. Look, Rabbi Kivayge, Rabbi Chanan, why does the Gemara have to say a posuk, biyarto horo mikirbech? It's a posuk. They saw he killed nefesh, tachas nefesh. Just like you kill over there. Nefesh, tachas nefesh. So you kill him. So they say, no, you can't, that's not a nefesh, he's not already. The treif is not a nefesh, he's a gabrik tila. Als the parshe for nefesh tachas nefesh, which is Mises Besdin, which is chayef sayef, that's by a nefesh, he's not a nefesh. Als the parsha of nefesh tachas nefesh, that the din is that there's a misa, you kill a reitzeyach, this parsha is not applicable by a treif, he's not a nefesh, he's not a nefesh. But there's a new parsha. This person is a danger to society. So you gotta get rid of him. How do you get rid of him? You have a shotgun. Shoot him. You have poison. Poison him. That's not Mrs. Bezdin. This is a new din. So Zuk Abuchon and Rabbi Kevege, that's the raya from our Gemara. If the Gemara says that a treifish a kota lifnei bezdin, you kill the treif also biyarta haram mikebecha, the Gemara is to find a posik of biyarta haram, you have to get rid of all ra, and you kill him with a shotgun with something else. There's no Mrs. Bezdin. Why does the Gemara have to look for a new Mekayel? What's with the parsha of nefesh tachas nefesh? So you see, Klodim, well, it's not shaykh nefesh tachas nefesh. He's not a nefesh. So we found a different Mekayel to kill him. So we see, Klod, the posik of nefesh tachas nefesh was not said in all cases. If the reitzeich is a sholem, there's a parsha of nefesh tachas nefesh. If the reitzeich is a treva, there's no parsha of nefesh tachas nefesh. That's an egei alone. The Gemara found a different pasuk. You have to get rid of him also be alter or mikil becha. But the hanegei alone, we're talking of the pasuk of nefesh tachas nefesh. The pasuk of nefesh tachas nefesh is applicable when it's applicable. When it's not applicable, it's not applicable, and then I can learn chumash like that. So the Gemara says, I say the same thing, asumish shesima, also be the same thing. Ayin tachas ayin means mamish. When it's applicable, it's applicable. When it's not applicable, it's not applicable. So then he won't say ayin tachas ayin. Eichid the efshir efshir, eichid the loy efshir loy efshir. So Memele, so the Gemara is slugging up the raya of Rab Shimon ben Yechoi. God, I said it's Vayakiv, it's very interesting, we should know. The first was a Baraisa, Rab Dostoi. The second is a Baraisa, Rab Shimon ben Yechoi. And the Gemara slugs them up. Man, we never find such a thing that a Meroim should slug up Tanoim. So Draki wants to say that Pshat the Upshlog is for a smach that's gewaldig. But as Pashte Deko, they're just telling him it's Pashte Deko is not the way you say. Pashte Deko, I could tell you Pshat and Pashte Deko. Eichedev Shevsha. When they bring an asmach for the Loche, he wants to bring a right to the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Mekor that Ein Tachas Ein this moment is Alach L'Moshe Mesinai. That means that the Mesoire. The Rambam does not bring these droshes. So he wants to say that Vayakos, it could be that's Pshat. The Gemara is just saying, not Chaylik with these Tanoim. We're just saying Pshat, the Tanoim that brought these droshes, we can't accept the Kipshutai that it's a drosha amitis. Because we can ding zech with the drosha. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana. Devei Rabbi Yishmael wants to prove another oifen that ayin tachas ayin is mamon. Om akro ish ki yitain mum ba misoi kein yinosein boy. Should be given to him. Ve'ein nesine ela mame. Nesine means mame. Nesine is, doesn't mean you know some boy. Nesine means you give him on a silver platter. That's nesine. If it means you give him a mum, that's not called a nesine. Ein nesine ela mame. So memele, so that therefore it means mame. In fact, the Gemara, if that's true, nesine means on a silver platter, it can't be a mum. Elam Atas, let's see the beginning of the Pasuk. Kasha Yitain Mum Ba'odom. How do you learn the Yitain Mum Ba'odom? He also gave him a mum on a silver platter. Yitain Mum Ba'odom, he gave him a gazun to mum. Hokanami the mumanu. Omri, so the Mos says, the way Rabbi Yishmael, not the Medaik from the word Yinosein, cannot be used mamish. Yinosein can be mamish also. It could be Yitain Mum. No, Kro Yisere Kot Dorshi. Really, this whole can you know somebody is miyut. Michdeik Siv. Right before that, it says another posik. V'ish ki yitein mumba misoi, kasher oso, ken ye oso loy. So there that means mamish, kasha also ken yosoloi. And then it says the next pasuk, ishim bum bamisi ken yinosem boy. Lomali, ishkitem bum ba'odam ken yinosem boy. So why does it say ken yinosem boy? Lomali, shmamina mamayim. Like the Gemara finds, so the ken yinosem boy is miyuta. Like the more, but as I learned, it means moment. Why do I have to say kasha yitain mumba odam lomali? But why do you need the beginning of the pasuk? So the ikir is the safe pasuk to tell me that in the scene ala moment, but the beginning of the pasuk, I know we're talking about someone gave a mum. So Mo says, I did the boy, michtav ki en yinosem boy, kasav nami kasha yitain mumba odam. The way Rabbi Chiya Tana Amakra. Now this pasuk is speaking about Edim Zaymimim. They said that someone was Mazik. So it says we have a pasuk by Edim Zaymimim that says Yad Biyad. That's Yad Biyad. Dova Hanitain Miyad Liyad, that the Edim Zaymimim have to pay the Mazik Davar Hanitain Miyad Liyad Umayniu Mamet. So we see everything. If Edim Zaymimim have to pay the Mazik money, so Kochim wanted to be Mechayiv the Mazik Mamet. So we see that a Mazik is Chayiv Mamet. And we say this translation because Yad B'Yad means Dova Hanitain Miyad Liyad. Like the Gemara, Amir the Ketaych. But let's go further in the pasuk. Ela Ma'ata Regel B'Regel Nami Hocha. How do you Ketaych Regel B'Regel? Does that mean? Sakabur. I mean, what does Regel B'Regel mean? Yad B'Yad means Dova Hanitain Miyad Liyad. What does Regel B'Regel Nami Hocha you? So the Gemara says, no, it's not pshat als pashtei dekro, yad b'yad, means dover nit miyad liyad. Na omri devei rabchiye kro yeseira kodoshi, this yad b'yad is miyuta. Ich deiksi vasisam loika shezomam lasis lochiv. The posik says, whatever they wanted to do, you do to them. Yisalke daitach mamish, mamish. So if we'll say they wanted that the mazik's hand should be chopped off, so therefore you chop off their hands. Yad v'yad lomali. It says vasisem loy kashezomam lasis lochiv. So I know already they wanted to chop off his hand; they'll chop off their hands. So why does the pasuk have to elaborate yad v'yad? Shma mino. The pasuk is coming to tell us mummies als the yito. After says Vasisam Loikashazomam Lasis Lochiv, and the Pasik elaborated Yad Biyad, which is not necessary at all. So the Pasik is coming to tell us Mamay. Gemore Regel Beregel Amali. So why does it to say Regel Beregel? Says, I did the cost of Yad B'Yad, cost of Nami, Regel B'Regel. That's I did. So Trashi, Yad B'Yad Gabi Eid Zaymim Ksiv, Pashminen Dim Heyid B'Ish Ploini Shekita Yad Chaveroi, V'Shalim Momen Anitein M'Yad L'Yad. Zok the Gemara weiter. Abaye oimer, osye midetone dvei cheskye. Learn out midetone dvei cheskye. Detone dvei cheskye, it says in the previous posik, nefesh tachas nefesh, which is speaking about retziche. Then it says, ayin tachas ayin, Shein tachas shein, yad tachas yad, regel tachas regel. So the previous pasuk is speaking about if someone killed someone, nefesh tachas nefesh. And it says, Ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, reibel tachas reibel. Now, so Tonid Becheski made a drash as follows. Ayin tachas ayin, nefesh tachas nefesh. So the Pasuk says, tachas ayin, you take out an ayin. You pay for that, we'll see soon. For nefesh, for you kill the nefesh, is nefesh tachas nefesh. So, Tanu Becheski Darshan V'loi Nefesh V'ayin Tachas Ayin. But if you learn this Pasuk is very explicit. For an Ayin, it's an Ayin Tachas Ayin. For a Nefesh, it's a Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. But I see clearly, for an Ayin, it's not Nefesh V'ayin Tachas Ayin. A Nefesh is only Tachas Nefesh. If it's Tachas Ayin, it's only an Ayin, not a Nefesh V'ayin. If you'll say that ayin tachas ayin is mamish, if I could take out the mazik's eye, zimnin the mashkachas lo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. So could sometimes be, this is not a small procedure, could be in the process of removing the mazik's eye, you could kill him also. The eye is a very delicate ava, and through taking out the eye, one can kill also this person. The Bahadi Dovale Nafkale Nishmose. So Mamela, that's the raya. So if you learn ayin tachas ayin, deme ayin tachas ayin, it's very good. So you always pay the may ayin tachas ayin. But if you'll say an ayin tachas ayin is mamish, so then you are not only taking ayin tachas ayin, you could sometime be taking nefesh v'ayin tachas ayin. We're speaking about delicate in yonim. So it's a raya that ayin means the may ayin. In fact, the Gemara Maikoshe, what's the kasha? Dilma meimid umdinale. Maybe, you're right, it's a delicate procedure to take out an eye. There could be a sakonis nefoshis also. So therefore, before Bezin takes out the eye, is meimad umdinale. We're Mishaya. We give him a physical checkup through the Dayonim, and in Imotzi Mekabel, and then we see if he's capable of taking out the eye and he will not die through this procedure, and we'll take out the eye. V'loi, V'loi Motzi Mekabel, Loi Avdina. So Memele, so what's the Raya? The Raya is, could be, we make an umdinin. Vi umdinin the matzo mikabo. Vavdinin be. And if we taka wa oimid, Vezin was oimid, that he could take out the eye without dying, the nafik ruche, and he did die, he may is lamus. So if he died, let him die. It's a very unclear gemara. We'll go a little further. Milais nan gabi malchus, we learned by malchus. Amduhu, bezin, a person is supposed to get 39 malchus. Before they gave him 39 malchus, they gave him a physical examination. Can he be saveable 39 malchus? They make a numdene, but he could be saveable 39 malchus. Amduhu, meis tachas yodai potter. So the shlich bezin is potter from gold. Rav Moshe, and Igros Moshe and Chayshim Mishpot, says a Meirdike Pshat in this Gemara. A few problems.
Gemara said, the Gemara Abayim mentioned there's a problem. If you take out an eye, what'll be if he dies? So he can't take out an eye, he might die. So the Gemara says, that's no problem. We'll make an ointment. Before we do it, we'll make an ointment. Fine. That's good. So Mela, we'll try our best. I mean, we're not reckless. We first see if he's capable of taking out the eye. Finished. Then the Gemara says, what if he dies? So what's the problem? From hell, the Yifn say what the Kash is. Well, say he died. That's the Teretz. He was in the Kash and the Teretz. Then the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you. We learned if a person gave some of Malkus, he died, he doesn't go to Golus. Now, where does Golus come in over here? Amosha is, let's ask the second. Let's ask Akasha as follows. Let's ask Akasha, how can you give a person Malkus? He might die. The same Kasha Abaya asked, how could you take out an eye? He might die, and he's not deserving of dying. It's ayin tachas ayin. Lay nefesh v'ayin tachas ayin. So let's ask the same Kasha. I can give some of Malkus. The Teretz says you make a name it. So he's also the same Teretz. Ma brings a raya. Someone gave someone Malkus and he died, he doesn't go in Golus. How does this come in? But Moshe says a very interesting Pshat na Gemara. He says Pshat na Gemara is as follows. He says, it's very interesting. By Malkus, let's go backwards. By Malkus, you have to give someone Malkus. Chazal knew, before you give Malkus, you give him a physical examination if he can take the Malkus. Where did Chazal get this from? They have a pasuk by Malkus. Malkus, v'lei nefesh. It's not the pasuk. But Chazal knew it. If the pasuk says, you have to give him Malkus, that means he deserves Malkus. If I'm not allowed to, I need a pasuk to tell me not allowed to kill him. I'm a mechiv to give him Malkus. So Memele, I'm also aware, I'm not naive, that Malkus could, Achmanu Nitzlan, cause a person to die if he's not strong enough. So I make an oimet. Don't need a posik. Here, I have a posik. What's the posik? I have a posik. Ayin tachasayin, v'loy nefesh, because it says, nefesh tachas nefesh, ayin tachasayin, says a drash. Ayin tachasayin, v'loy nefesh v'ayin tachasayin. So here's the pasuk. So let's start from us. What is the pasuk telling me? V'loy nefesh v'ayin tachasayin. What is the pasuk telling me? I know myself, you're not allowed to kill. So you know what the pasuk is telling me? The pasuk is telling me, he says, if I wouldn't tell you nefesh v'ayin tachasayin, so you know what would be? You'd make an oimit. I'm tachasayin, yeah, I'm healthy. I'll make a name. And what'll be if you make a name and he dies? I'm anonymous. I mean, I made a name and he dies. I'm anonymous. So the pasuk says, I don't want this to happen. Ayin tachasayin is a special pasuk. Ayin tachasayin, v'loy nefesh v'ayin tachasayin. No. B'shum oifen, it should never be a nefesh v'ayin tachasayin. How could it be Shemoifen? A doctor's only a boss of a dama. We made an oimit, and then to our knowledge, he won't die, and he died. How can it be v'loy nefesh v'ayin tachasayin? How could you say, how could it be? But the pasuk says, you have to make sure it's going to be like that. So, al-kochach, ayin tachasayin means moment. So if ayin tachasayin means moment, he'll never die from this ayin tachasayin. That was a bias right. Here I have a meal. I have a miyut, he should never, from the einish of ayin tachas ayin, he should never die from that. Now, if ayin tachas ayin means mamish, he could die from that. It could be possible that after the oimet he could die. And it says, v'loy nefesh v'ayin tachas ayin, so it's telling us it has to be such an ayin tachas ayin that it'll never die. How can you have an ayin that will never die? It's an ayin that ayin means mamish. That was Abayi's Raya. So the Gemara says, no, no, no. I have news for you. Oymed is sufficient. Oymed is sufficient that if there is an Oymed, and if Bezdin was Oymed that he won't die, he won't die from it. Bezdin made an Oymed, he won't die from it. I'm telling you, he won't die. What if he died? You know, if he died, you know what happened? That's coincidental. He was supposed to die that rega. But not because of the ayin. There's no connection at all of the ayin. It is coincidental. An oymed of Bezdin is an oymed. There's no mistakes there. And if he dies, don't say, eh? No. He died, he was supposed to die then. No connection at all with the ayin. Moses says, I'll prove it to you. If a person, they made an oymed that a person keep mekabel lametes malchus, and he died. So the shliach bezin doesn't have to go in golas. Now, if you'll say they can make a mistake, so it's a shaygik. So it's a shaygik lemaisa. They thought it's a shaygik. So he should go in golas. Why doesn't he go in golas? That the raya from the gemara is the golas go. Not the raya is that you make the oymed. The oymed, the Gemara knew all along you make an oymed. For sakes, you have to make an oymed. How can you give someone malchus if there's a potential danger? No, the raya was, why does the Gemara bring raya from the din golas go? The do meistach hashadi potter from golas. Why is he potter from golas? Is a raya that if he died, I do not at all attribute the misa to the malchus. It is coincidental. That is why he doesn't go into Golas, because he didn't kill him. He just gave him Malkus and God. He was Bashert, he should die that second. So Memele, so the Gemara says, if there was an Oymed, the Oymed tells us, that it's Loi Nefesh V'ayin Tachasayin. You have nothing what to worry about. It's Ayin Tachasayin. Nafilu, he dies, so it wasn't nefesh v'ayin tachas ayin, it was ayin tachas ayin, and Lamaise, it came out that coincidentally that he died.